The power plant opponents, who include actor James Cromwell, say they've witnessed the years-long process to approve the plant with growing unease and even bewilderment. And they say their concerns about potential pollution, over-reliance on fracked gas, and encroachment of historic sites and endangered species habitats have been ignored by Governor Cuomo's Department of Environmental Conservation and other state and federal agencies. So they say their interest was piqued when it became public through state financial disclosure forms that the wife of Joe Prococo, Governor Cuomo's former close associate and a former middle school teacher, received between $75,000 and $100,000 from a consultant to Competitive Power Ventures. The company, also known as CPV, is building the power plant. CPV confirms to Newsday that it has been subpoenaed by the U.S. attorney and that it is cooperating fully with the probe. Competitive Power Ventures is a major donor to Governor Cuomo, giving his campaign $75,000 in recent years. Pramila Malik with Protect Orange County says the group is posting over 10,000 documents that it's collected during its fight on its website and is also handing them over to U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara, asking that he look at them.
We submitted a letter to the U.S. Attorney, now signed by over 300 concerned citizens, community organizations, and environmental groups, urging him to cast his net deep and wide, to clean up our government from the very bottom on up, and also to clean up the environmental review process.
Cromwell and five others were arrested last December for trying to stop the plant. The actor of numerous films and television series, including Babe and The Green Mile, says building the plant commits the U.S. and the rest of the world to yet another 40 years of dependence on fossil fuels.
This is a completely crackpot and insane idea of how we should move off of fossil fuels to a non-polluting resource.
The group say they also want to hand over their documents to the investigator that Governor Cuomo has appointed to review the questions raised in the federal probe. They say all work on the power plant should be halted while the investigation continues. They say they asked for a meeting with Governor Cuomo weeks ago and were told the governor would see them, but so far that gathering has not occurred. The governor's office released a letter from Cuomo's top counsel to the heads of the State Power Authority, Department of Environmental Conservation, and Public Service Commission, telling them to cut off all contact with Competitive Power Ventures while the probe continues, saying there's reason to believe that there was improper lobbying and undisclosed conflicts of interest. A spokesman for the governor says the power authority still needs to give permission for the plant to connect with a major power line in order for it to go forward, and that process is currently on hold. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.